back, everybody, to your favorite musical podcast, or podcast about music, whatever you want to take, or podcast about musicals. We like Wicked, you know, it's all good. Don't give me that face. This is All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, and I'm here today with apparently anti-musical Adam.
I didn't say anything.
You gave me a face when I said that.
I did not.
Well, anyways, today we're going to talk about Adam's Nostradamus-like ability to predict things.
The Tony Romo of music.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Much better as an analyst than an actual performer.
That's true. I can't play music for shit.
Yep. And that's that. So, well, anyway, what else you got? Well, I mean, I guess that was the No Curse Minute.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, but we already passed it. So I guess in hindsight, it's done now. All right. Well, minute 15.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and start us off with how you've beat the LA Times?
Yes. I know that's a heinous claim.
It's not heinous. It's actually true.
It's actually fucking true. I had written this thing a while back on Substack, which I have completely fallen off from writing anything.
Completely
but,
abandoned.
Hey, but at the same token, we've actually, I think, been more productive in putting out more episodes. So it's not like we've dropped off in any real way. It just means we've transferred our energy, or my energy, more towards...
Yeah, we've transferred our aura.
Our aura to podcasting, because it makes sense. It's easier. Writing sucks. It takes me a while to write shit, and just I don't know. Anyways, so getting back to the article, so I had written this thing on Substack, and I'll link it in the description if you care to read it. I will say that I'm not professional in any regard. I don't write things in a third person or objective perspective in a traditional like journalistic format, but
yeah,
so I wrote this article called Battle for Pomona, Golden Voice's Impact on the Cathedral, written on February 5th at 3, well, actually published on February 5th at 3 a.m. I think it took me I don't know how long it took me to write that, but basically the contents of the article were describing how this new venue that had popped up called the Cathedral, and I think the person that revitalized this YMCA space, and I think it had been around since like the 1920s. I don't remember the exact date, but basically that thing had been, I think, dormant for like a hot while. Mm-hmm. And the person that took over it, this dude does. I wish I should have looked up the shit before I had done this episode, but the person that oversaw this project, and I think he actually owns the building, if I'm not mistaken, but don't quote me on that. But this dude revitalizes like old buildings, and I can't remember all the buildings that he's worked on in LA, but they're like large projects. And this is one that he took under his taking. And so there within the building itself, which is now known as the Union at Gary Avenue. So there's commerce in there. There's like different shops, like smaller local businesses that are within the building. And one of the things that is in the building itself, that's it's not exactly partitioned, it's still part of the building, but they converted the basketball court and a little bit of the other areas within the building as part of the Cathedral, which is like the music venue. And the person that is overseeing that or is doing the talent buying is Gallo Galvan, who is the former director of the Pomona Fox Theater. So he actually just moved down the street to work at an independent venue that is no longer associated with it is not associated with Golden Voice. And this is relevant for the reason that within like a 5 mile radius, right? Within a 5 mile radius, right? Golden Voice owns, I believe, two venues, which is the Glass House and the Fox Theater Pomona. And you may know Golden Voice for Coachella and some of the other venues they own is the Roxy, the El Rey Theater, the Fonda Theater. So they're kind of a big deal, right? And one of the things, the reason that I had written this article was that I was like, hold up, a new venue just popped up and it's less than 5 miles away from Golden Voice. How the fuck is this going to work? Because this is a smaller independent venue and they're competing against Golden Voice. Like, so if you actually want to like look into what the contents of the article, I'm not going to spill everything out, but I basically point out the conundrums that exist with somebody that formerly worked with Golden Voice and is now working at an independent venue. And this independent venue is now in basically Golden Voice's like territory. And not to mention, there are a few other local spots like the Haven, and the Haven is another local independent venue. So it's like, not only are they competing against each other, but I mean, if we're going to put things into terms, I guess, like, the cathedral itself is almost like on Golden Voice's turf. So it's like, how is this place going to survive on being a mid-sized? Well, I forget how many people can actually fit inside the building, but essentially, like, how is this thing going to sustain itself when there's already numerous buildings or venues that exist that do music? And that was kind of the contents of the article. So shortly afterwards, so I had written this in February 5th. Or published this February 5th, and the LA Times had come out with an article with damn near the exact same contents. Like, if I'll put it in the description, so you can check out both articles. But so the LA Times comes out with an article a month and some odd days later, March 26th, at the exact same fucking time, and the headline for the article is "The Cathedral Cements Pomona's Place in the Music World." And like I said, it kind of covers the same things about how this relationship between this new venue that just popped up and Golden Voice, because they are kind of a behemoth when it comes to promotions and the number of venues that they own. And here is somebody that it was a former employee working with this new venue. Like, how are they going to coexist and make it work for everybody? And yeah, I wrote this thing on a whim, thinking this is something that would be interesting to me. This, I know some of the people from both sides. I'm like, I just want to put this out there because I think this could be a potential problem. And there are potential solutions that I've worked out within the article or whatever. But I just thought, why not write this thing because it's interesting to me? And it ended up being something that the LA Times had written about a month and a half later. So I don't know. This is just me jerking myself off. Like, because, like, dude, when we're talking about like trying to cover things that are interesting or trying to predict the future or staying on top of things, like, this is one of those circumstances where I did something because it was intuitive to me. It ended up being something that was written by the LA Times, dude. Like, we don't fuck around when it comes to this podcast, dude.
Yeah, and I want to also say this, too. It's not just stuff that's, you know, ahead of the curve or whatever, but it's stuff that's actually relevant.
Yeah.
Because you could be one of those assholes that just goes around, oh, I've been the most underground bands, and nothing ever fucking becomes anything.
Yeah.
Well, we actually talk about shit that is relevant and get it ahead of time.
Yeah.
I mean,
and try to do it ahead of time.
Yeah. And not
that we know that, we just do it because
it's intuitive. Like, yeah, you said, it's stuff that we think is interesting or whatever. And it's like, oh, it just so happens to also be relevant in terms of the broader musical fucking scheme. At least that article in Pomona or whatever.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's relevant. So relevant that the LA Times decided to write about it just on a whim.
Yeah.
You know, I have a feeling someone saw your thing and said to somebody, hey, look, this asshole wrote some bullshit. I mean, why can't you LA Times write? And they go, oh, you know what? Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. I mean, dude, for whatever reason, now Chow Chow, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but talking about a band that we were, you know, hip to very early, now they're starting to take off. Like, just because we like things, man, we're ahead of the curve. Like, the things that we like are the things that will become relevant.
Yeah, true story. And hey, that's more reason for people to tune in and hear what we have to say.
We are the story, motherfucker.
That's true. We are. We are the story. We are the draw.
Yeah.
Anyways, you got anything else?
No, that was pretty much
all right,
it.
Good. What an excellent masturbatory experience that was.
It was. I am far better writer than I am a orator. So, fuck my life. It is what it is. I swear I could think and speak.
I swear I can think and I can speak. Okay.
I love how I took like 3 or 5 seconds like before.
Pause. I can think and speak. Yeah, that's the words. Regular human emotions.
Yeah, right. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. And I know you're not going to check this episode out and you're not going to read this, so go fuck yourselves.